Father, we confess our sins to you and come to you in the name of the Lord Jesus Christ, trusting in his death and his blood alone for the forgiveness of our sins. We ask that you would fill us with your Holy Spirit today, and that by his gracious influences we might be guided and directed into your paths that you have prepared for us from of old. We ask that you'd help us not to quench the Holy Spirit by our sins and by our failings. We ask that you'd help us always to rejoice and delight in the Lord Jesus Christ and to shine as bright lights in this dark world which is full of sin. Father, we commend ourselves to you this day, and we thank you with all our hearts for the Lord Jesus Christ, your Son, and for everything that he has done for us. In his precious name, amen. Welcome to the Spurgeon's Devotional Podcast, a Christian podcast desiring to honour the Lord Jesus Christ, brought to you by David Mackereth. This is the devotion for April the 24th. Quench not the Spirit. Numbers 11, verses 24 to 34. And Moses went out and told the people the words of the Lord, and gathered the 70 men of the elders of the people, and set them round about the tabernacle. And the Lord came down in a cloud, and spake unto him, and took of the Spirit that was upon him, and gave it unto the 70 elders. And it came to pass that when the Spirit rested upon them, they prophesied and did not cease. Spurgeon says, What the Lord can do, and let it encourage us to pray the Lord of the harvest to send forth labourers into his harvest. Many a Moses is burdened for want of helpers, but the Lord can send him all the assistance he needs. Verse 26. But there remained two of the men in the camp, the name of the one was Eldad, and the name of the other Medad, and the Spirit rested upon them, and they were of them that were written, but went not out unto the tabernacle, and they prophesied in the camp. Spurgeon says perhaps Moses and the people had not looked for prophetic gifts to follow the gift of the Spirit, but only the power to govern. Hence the excitement when two of the elders began to preach in parts of the camp where the prophesying at the tabernacle had not yet been made known. Verse 27. And there ran a young man and told Moses and said, Eldad and Medad do prophesy in the camp. And Joshua the son of Nun, the servant of Moses, one of his young men, answered and said, My lord Moses, forbid them. Spurgeon says, jealousy for his master's honour moved Joshua to stay the irregular ministry of Eldad and Medad. And still there are many who are zealous to put down those who presume to prophesy because they are men authorised by God alone, as if that were not authority enough. Verse 29, And Moses said unto him, Enviest thou for my sake? Would God that all the Lord's people were prophets, and that the Lord would put his Spirit upon them. Spurgeon says, Moses was of a noble spirit. If the men were really moved by the Spirit of God, he had no desire to restrain their unusual procedure, but far otherwise he wished that all the Lord's servants had the same gifts and graces. Irregular ministries have been the means of the salvation of thousands, and therein we rejoice, yea, and will rejoice. Verse 30. And Moses gat him into the camp, he and the elders of Israel. And there went forth a wind from the Lord, and brought quails from the sea, and let them fall by the camp, as it were a day's journey on this side, and as it were a day's journey on the other side, round about the camp, and as it were 2 cubits high upon the face of the earth. And the people stood up all that day, and all that night, and all the next day, and they gathered the quails. He that gathered least gathered 10 homers, and they spread them all abroad for themselves round about the camp. Spurgeon says they feasted themselves without fear, though they had been told that evil would come of it. No doubt they fed ravenously, and then gave their whole minds to the curing of what remained, as if they thought they should never have such provision again. Greediness is in itself a plague and brings other evils with it. Verse 33. And while the flesh was yet between their teeth, ere it was chewed, the wrath of the Lord was kindled against the people, and the Lord smote the people with a very great plague. Spurgeon says, These gluttons dig their graves with their teeth. Many die through sins of the table. Drunkenness and gluttony devour their thousands. Thus by one sin God punished another. Those who murmured for flesh received as a penalty death while eating the flesh for which they murmured. Verse 34, And he called the name of that place Kibroth Hattaavah, because there they buried the people that lusted. Spurgeon comments, Scandalous sins have their memorials. May they act as warnings to us that we do not become discontented and greedy. The Lord make us thankful for his mercies and save us from fleshly lusts. O Lord, thy messengers ordain, and whom thou wilt inspire, we will not of thy course complain, but hail the sacred fire. Blow as he list, the Spirit's choice of instruments we bless. We will, if Christ be preached, rejoice and wish the word success. Amen.